Okay, we'll take a roll call. There was a roll call vote requested. Okay, if you are in favor of excusing the absence of Steve Pride, please raise your hand.
No, that's fine. It's a roll call.
I'm sorry.
Chuck Anderson.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Fred Blair.
Stain.
Lydia Persaud.
No.
Steve Brooks.
Abstain.
Chris Condon.
Abstain.
John Crumshaw.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Fred Klunder.
No.
Dutch Merrick.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
John Parker.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Ron Spriestersbach.
No.
John Wenger.
Abstain.
Lamont Yakey.
Abstain.
The yeses are 0, the noes are 9, the abstentions are 7. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
She didn't need to break a tie.
It's correct.
Point of order.
Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair? The final vote is 097.
Point of order.
Please vote.
Next name?
John Wenger.
My notice was on August 18th. I can read it to you.
Does anybody object to excusing Dr. Wenger?
48 hours seems reasonable.
There's no objection?
I object, yeah.
You object to his request for excused absence?
I object to the whole process. That's the point of it. I object to this process.
You should vote.
Please, can we just move on with business?
Okay, so this is for John Wenger's request. Chuck Anderson.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta.
We did it in 48 hours now.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Lydia Persaud.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
Abstain.
Chris Condon.
Abstain. Objection.
John Crumshaw.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Fred Klunder. Dutch Merrick.
Abstain.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Abstain.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Lamont Yakey.
Abstain.
The request today before was from the governance committee. Mr. Dr. Wenger, before we announce the vote, I have a question. So the meeting was sent, or your notice was sent on the 18th regarding the governance committee.
That's correct. The second sentence is.
Oh, perfect. Okay. That please excuse my absence from the LSC meeting if it is not approved by that. Okay.
Madam Chair, the yeses are 6, the noes are 1, the abstentions are 9. Do you wish to vote?
No.
So 6, you're not voting?
You should say, do you not wish to vote or stand by?
The final vote is 619.
Member.
Okay.
And you didn't vote?
I did not vote.
Thank you.
Is there any other requests?
the agenda?
No, we have, wait, hold on. And the final name is Lamont Yakey.
I got a text message at 7:28 p.m. Is there any objection?
I object. Yes, sir.
Lamont
Yakey, congratulations.
Chuck Anderson.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Lydia Persson.
No.
Steve Brooks.
Abstain.
Chris Condon.
Abstain.
John Crumshaw.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Fred Plunder.
Another subway, no. For the road.
Dutch Merrick.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
John Parker.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Ron Priestersbach.
No.
John Wenger.
Abstain.
Lamont Yakey.
Abstain.
The chair votes no.
Thank you. The yeses are 0, the noes are 10, the abstentions are 7 for Lamont Yakey's excused absence request.
Are there any more requests, Council Secretary? So,
agenda approval is next, Madam Chair.
Special budget meeting agenda approval.
Can I make a comment?
Okay.
I certainly do respect the process, but I want to say with it right here that we can go through this process effectively and efficiently. I do have to be out of here at 4:30 to pick up my daughter and Dollar Oaks. So I just hope we get that in mind. I do want to participate and work with you guys, but those are my time constraints.
Thank you. Do we need to make any adjustments to the schedule? First of all, is there any objection to the agenda? And if not, is there a motion to approve?
I'm going to suggest we move item 2 to later in the agenda and commence meeting with the presentation of the budget.
Use the mic, sir.
I'm going to suggest we move item 2 to scheduling location announcement of meetings to later in the agenda and move immediately to item 3, the interim general manager for the presentation of the budget.
Do you have a, can you make a direct request of where you'd like them to see, please?
Just switch
After public comments?
After item 8.
Well, you didn't do it at the very end or do it at the beginning. Yeah. Making sense.
He's making the motion right now.
Yeah. Make it a new item 11.
2.
Number 2 becomes 11 is the motion. Okay.
Roman numeral 2
becomes 11.
So
at the end of becomes 2. Yeah. Move
everything up. Then it becomes 10. Is there any objection to that amendment?
My understanding is that first you asked to move 2 past 3, but now it seems 2 goes away to number 11 at the end of the day.
I meant to move it after the discussion of the budget, which is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. So that's the point.
Just announcement?
No, just scheduling, not announcement.
Okay.
There's a motion on the floor right now. So, Dr. Wenger?
I just want to call everyone's attention to the memorial for Dan Wang.
Oh, we haven't got to announcements yet?
I thought you said announcements.
No, we're, that's the number two. So okay. All the time we're spending on this right now, you can either receive it or move on, but we will get to that. Announcements are very important.
It's announcements of meetings. In fact, announcements are not on this agenda. It's announcements of meetings.
Okay.
Garden.
My guess is that item number two, scheduling location announcement of meetings, shouldn't take more than 10 minutes. It's just
there's all the time on it. Are we going to...
Am I misunderstanding?
No. Yeah. We can announce it, but we're spending. Dr. Wenger, I would like to entertain the idea if you would like to add that on there, you can make an amendment to add that.
Yes, we did. Put it in, you know.
We don't have that item on here. Would you like to put it
in? Just put it right now. I think you'll take one sentence.
You can clarify.
One information, Chair. Is it possible to just allow Dr. Wenger to go ahead and make an announcement about the Dan Wang?
He can state where he wants it. I'm not
sure.
Right
now.
We can keep in order. Go ahead.
Dan Wang was a member of the LSB about 3 years ago. He was a nice guy, well-liked. He died in an automobile accident. There's a memorial for him tonight at 5 o'clock. I've got the information, so if anybody was a friend or wanted to attend the memorial at 5 o'clock, from 5 to 7 tonight, I have the information. He was a big guy. Everybody liked him.
Yeah, a motorcycle.
Thank you.
Irvine.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Okay, well, the maker of the motion is not here. So, is there any objection to the amendment to number 11? That's Mr. Khan. Okay. Can we move forward?
We announced that.
Are there any other amendments? Okay. Moving forward. Mr. Field. Oh, we have to move we have to approve the agenda as amended. Is there
motion to approve.
Is the motion to approve? Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Okay, seeing none, approved. Mr. Pino, please.
Can somebody hit the phone?
Oh, it was all
the way across. It's blind, you cannot move to the side.
It's not possible. Second.
No, because when you go to the side, you can
see. I think you've got one.
It's going to take more than parallel. Okay? We can't vote on this today. It's going to take more than this study.
All right. 2014-2015 budget. First, I want to say thank you for your patience and giving us some time to put this together. You have IGM that's about 2 months in, and the business manager, temporary business manager. We both needed some time, considerable time, to get familiar with the budget process and the ins and outs of the budget. Raul and Mariana have been very helpful in getting us familiar with the budget, as well as Kim and Michael. So this is the preliminary budget that me, Napoleon, our temporary business manager, and Raul worked to put together Friday. Which was, yesterday. So I don't know if you all had a chance to look at this. I will mention some of the highlights and some of the changes. I'll just go ahead and start with listener support. Now, as you know, we're not budgeting CPP money in there, given the circumstances with receiving CPP, so we're planning to not even budget that in this year's, or this upcoming fiscal year's budget. So we did have to increase our listener support. It is a lot higher than it was last year, but I'm confident in that we can meet these goals through a number of changes at the station and improvements that we've already begun to implement. One is the way we process credit cards. Yes, we are still using the call center until we can process credit cards the way that they do in-house. Last fund drive is an example of how the fulfillment rate has jumped given that process. In the last meeting, I had explained to individuals, I'll briefly explain for those that work here, is that the way we were processing credit cards, they were written on paper. A lot of times they weren't legible, and folks had to play phone tag with calling the donor, and often it would take as long as 90 days just to process donation. I'm sure you can understand the problem with that, but that affects our cash flow. And in some respects, there have been donors that have called us proactively and said, how come my donation wasn't taken? With this new call center, the credit card is processed the day of, and we receive the funds within 24 to 48 business hours, which has vastly improved our cash flow. This has allowed us to pay off premium debt that we had going all the way back to last August. We are almost done with May and well into paying for premiums from the July-August fund drive. Also, a thing to note, and actually a bit of success over the last year, is the amount of money we've been generating off of our website. So that has vastly increased compared to last year, almost 100 times over. I've been working with the webmaster for a slight web design in the coming year to help improve and make it easy for folks to donate or to shop on our no inventory online store, which we hope to get revenue from as well. You'll see that we increased the corporate matching because we have attached to our website resources for individuals to go and search to see if their employer has any matching funds or matching grants for their employees' donations, as well as volunteer grants, which some companies offer grants to a nonprofit that their employee volunteers for. We've been running those promos quite extensively since last month. This is something we're going to be engaging folks on social media and in our email blasts as well. We've started to see some requests come from employers for information so that they can bestow us with a grant from their employee.
On behalf of?
Let's see. One second. Okay, under capital campaigns, we have a number of capital campaigns that we need to accomplish. I feel that these campaigns should be done off air. We'll be reaching out to major donors. I'll be making quite a few phone calls starting next week. We'll also be doing an end of the year appeal letter campaign to targeted areas that we anticipate will yield a high return on our investment for sending out these letters as well. Personnel costs, we have raised that too as well because union members are expected to get a 3% increase according to the agreement that was signed. So we'll be honoring that too as well. One thing I'm excited about is the fixed rate of which we will be paying central services. Now that it's predictable and we can budget for it, so whether we make more money than anticipated here in this budget. We won't be paying the we're not required to pay the national office an increase in the essential services.
What's the new rate?
The rate is 15% based upon historical data over the last 3 years.
Of the previous 3 years?
Yes. Okay. Okay, through a lot of the expenses, go ahead, Dutch.
Just for clarity on the numbers that we're seeing, are we considering September the end of the fiscal year, and so the fiscal year 2014 is actuals? Is that a list of actuals under 2014 that we're comparing 2015 to?
Yes. Yes. The numbers under the months is what we're projecting.
So this whole budget 2015, there's no details in 2014.
No, there's no details on this budget.
Because
we're
supposedly they fall under similar
categories. Right.
There's a typo in column L. It just says July 2015. So everything you're looking at.
In the expenses, we increased them based upon inflation. With the exception for telephone expenses and utilities, we've raised those because each year those do go up. We also eliminated the FSRN line. We'll no longer be paying FSRN. We paid our debt obligation to them as well. And there's no future plans at the moment to use any content for free speech. We may consider it after the legal battle between the national office and FSRN has been resolved. Okay, where are we at with time?
You have 1 minute. You started at 2:39. You have 1 minute. Can you, Chris?
You have under board expense
in March.
Yeah, $7,000 and $13,000. Well, what is that?
It's our anticipation. My anticipation that there will be board elections. So we wanted to budget for that. If there's not going to be any board elections, and certainly we could use the money elsewhere.
Well, we certainly need board elections.
That's right.
Lawrence?
Two things. Following up on Mr. Condon's question, in regards to what's budgeted here for election, you say election expenses, it looks like by the fiscal year 2015, use the mic.
Yeah, that starts, the fiscal year 2015 starts next month.
Okay, so are you saying that the station budgeted $26,000 for election?
Yeah.
Okay.
From my understanding, you guys are supposed to have one this year or the coming year, right?
Last year.
Yeah. Okay.
And then my last question to you is in regards to the savings on central services. It's a flat line of $36,829. How much are we going to save, and how much are we going to net on that savings?
Where are you? Hold on. You're talking about line
32
or 32.
Let's see. If you look at your agenda, you'll see the delegation of the IDN is item 6. So if people can hold those questions until later, so we can get public comment.
Okay, so.
Yeah,
I guess we'll hold on for questions about the budget.
You can ask your question again. We'll have 25 minutes for board discussion with the IGM. Oh, just to that. So 25 minutes straight of questions and answers between the board and the IGM.
Okay.
25 minutes solid for that item.
Okay. So we want to move on to the next agenda item.
I'm the treasurer of the election officer. So, we're going to move on to public comment, which is questions from general manager regarding the budget. 7.5 minutes. And the mic on the far corner, I think, is belongs to Long Court.
The other one. And the IGM will have 5 minutes to respond after the comment section is over.
Water.
Yep.
Okay. You will have time to.
It's a little bit of the tape, just the way it is.
So you don't have to answer each. I mean, you know, just wait till we're all done.
Okay.
Just a few questions. If you want to discuss dialogue with the chair.
Are you okay now?
Yeah.
Can people pay attention to the public comment question, please?
The question that arises here in this community of KPFK and their democracies. What I can see, there is no democracy. There's no elections in the last couple of years. We have, we have factions, as Mr. Conner pointed out, and neither one of them gives side, a little bit of it, yes, on this side, but I see obstructionism on that side to do away with democracy. Democracy is supposedly in the majority room, and that's not happening here. My home is obstructed, and by every little thing, and she's the one pulling the having the roll call. And then she gets up and says, "I object to the process." I mean, what is that? Are we really serious about dealing with the questions that arise here? I mean, we're almost at the brink of maybe another war. We're having a lot of environmental impact that's happening all over the world. And, it seems that instead of doing the tantrum that I see here, there should be some kind of democracy and the majority should rule. However, everything is being done on this side to keep the majority from ruling, and that's always been the fact. Issue here in KPFK, the democracy here is not what the people are for, but there's a certain faction hidden underneath cabal that's doing everything they want to control it, and we have an interim PD for the last 7-8 years, I forget how long, and we have an interim GM, which is okay because there's somebody here doing something. But, how can this entity continue to go forward if there's no real democracy?
Thank you. 90 seconds for speaking, please. 7.5 hours. Okay. 90 seconds.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. My first concern is that we don't have a real parliamentarian here for the whole board. I never understood that Terry Goodman, was here by the request of the chair only, not for the whole board. And it seemed to me that different people had different opinions or memories of how things should go, both in terms of the bylaws and the bylaws, as well as whatever rules there are for organizations. So it would help a lot if somebody were to take some responsibility and offer or ask any volunteer. There are lots of trustworthy volunteers at KPFK who don't come to the Ozzy meetings, but who might want to help out if Terry cannot be here anymore. My second concern is also that when a budget is presented, it was also done the same way last year, where it's suddenly presented and everybody should look at it and memorize it and understand it and figure it out, and that's an impossibility. So the fact that there is whatever maneuvers there are to delay the process of deciding is appropriate only because the budget should be given some scrutiny, some understanding, some questions to be asked before a decision is made. And one more thing, we need to use volunteers and to trust them. Okay, and to trust them, because the staff at the station, as well as the LSB, needs assistance when people do not do things like listen to public comments, make notes of what is said, because as a public person, I never know that anybody even heard me. I walk away from here, and it's like dead silence.
That's time,
silence.
Mr. Chair.
Silence forever.
Okay, I want to second all of that. I want to thank Sue Berry Field for being here because I know it's heroic getting this done. I know it's a lot of work. However, we shouldn't be having public comments right now. Public comments should have been after the delivery, the scrutiny by the board of the budget. Then we come in. Then votes are taken. That's the process. That would be the proper process. We cannot absorb and assimilate everything that is within this content in a matter of seconds. and we as the public should be given courtesy of such. Now, for me to comment on all of this, I have many questions, but it's worthless because this is not the proper process. So I'm very concerned about a number of areas. If, yes, I understand that if we are not accounting for the CPV money, then obviously we have to make it up somehow. Obviously, what needs to be done?
30 seconds.
Member support. But I'm also concerned that the salaries have been increased. I am concerned about that, and that tells me a number of things. So I'm concerned about that through Berryfield. And then the other issue that was raised about the $36,000 flat overall. I also noticed that it's interesting that we need to be training youth, and I don't see anything about that here. We need to be training the youth at KPFK. That should be a very important focal issue every single day. Everybody at Pacifica gets up. Training the youth, because we're all going down, and the youth is coming up.
Time up.
Thanks.
Well, I do obviously say that. And I hadn't seen this proposed budget until a few minutes ago. I can question that. But on the meeting itself, I hate to repeat, but it's sad to see that rational, thoughtful, well-meaning people, Chair Vaughn, act like children in an elementary school, rather uncontrolled. I mean, it's just a waste of time we've had this meeting so far. And I want to point out on this matter of forums and absences and boycotts that the very first one happened some years ago when I was still on the board. I don't think any of you were there. Maybe Lydia was, I'm not sure. So when the antecedents of this faction did the very first boycott of the meeting, and now the other faction is successors of the other faction are doing it.
Can you explain why?
The point being, not that
30 seconds, please.
Not that board costs are necessarily bad, but we need to have some mediation, some instruction on how to conduct meetings out of self-conflict, which you can't do in a meeting. You set aside a day where we have some professional people help us help you conduct meetings in a business so we're not totally dysfunctional. I think that's ought to be a high priority. Within the budget even, if necessary. Mm. But we do have people who do the things voluntarily.
Press time, please.
Hello, I'm Dave Johnson. I'd like to thank the general manager for coming and presenting us two meetings in a row with a pretty nice general manager report. Thank you very much. I'd like to draw everyone's attention to the Memphis statement on the GM report and discuss how poor some of these fund recovery numbers are. We're losing hundreds of thousands of dollars in uncollected funds, and if we could increase our fulfillment rate from these loyalty figures of 80% or lower, we could probably raise in the ballpark of $500,000 in currently pledged but uncollected funds. The question I have for the GM today is I'd like to have him put it on the record. How many people at the station actually process credit card charges? Because we know we're using the call center because we can do quick processing, but I'd like it to be known by everyone here to know how many people, employees or volunteers at KPFK, actually run and process the credit card charges. Thank you.
You know the answer, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear any more public comment. We had some people just arrived, maybe they should know.
Yeah, there are three additional periods of public comment later.
So, Mike,
yeah,
I think.
Yes,
yeah.
I can respond. That's it?
Please. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have to agree with some of the public comments on moving forward. I certainly am committed to seeing a successful KPFK, a KPFK that just isn't surviving, but one that is thriving and creating a greater impact in the community. I understand that, you know, being able to absorb this budget, I personally could agree with you, absorbing this budget in this short amount of time is not productive. I completely understand because it's taken me some time to understand it, and I'll go on the record and say I'm still at a point where I still have some questions, but I am committed to fully understanding this budget. I certainly do have a good grasp of what is in the budget, and also in relation to the station's day-to-day business. This is an answer to Bella. We do have training. Training at the station. We've had a number of youth come to the station, particularly in the news department, which a lot of them we've lost to KPCC. We've just lost another intern that's been an intern with us for 2 years. Jasmine, I'm sorry, I forgot her last name, but she just finished her time at KPFK. I'd love to be in a position to hire these folks. And, you know, we put so much time and energy into investing in them, which we do hope that carries on, you know, with them throughout their careers. But they still have a lot to offer the station, and I'm certainly understanding that people need to feed their family. And it somewhat breaks my heart to see those folks get snatched up by our competitors. And, you know, we all have to commit to helping the station get the resources to keep this talent, because we're losing talent. And then here we are at square zero where we have to train folks again, but we miss out on the opportunity of helping folks, or help provide someone a living, but not just a living, a place where they can thrive and be committed to the type of news coverage and programming that we do. It is absolutely essential that we get those resources so we can retain the youth and create opportunities for the youth so that they can have a better impact in and around the community. On the salary increase, I wasn't involved with the union contract. It isn't a contractual agreement. I'm obligated to honor that. And I feel it's actually necessary, because there is a cost of living increases every year. And that's why we should focus on every year raising more money and resources for the station. We can't do it alone at the station. We need your help. I certainly do want to help work with you guys in raising money and awareness of the station. Let me know what the station can do to help empower you to become more effective board members, particularly when it comes to creating awareness and raising funds for the station. I did invite the local station board to draft the email letter that we can send out to our donors and people on our listserv, asking them to commit to KPFK and make a donation. I hope that you guys will honor that request. I certainly want to work with you and provide you any information that you feel is necessary to write a letter to those folks. Dave, about the fund drives, processing credit cards. We have three individuals in the membership department that help process the credit cards. We do bring on folks from time to time, an individual or two, to help process those cards. I still don't think it is an effective way to process an individual's donation. I think primarily when we take donorship information, it should be digital, and we should run the credit card immediately. Often when we have them on the phone and we take the credit card, as I mentioned earlier, on the paper, we don't know if that credit card is valid or if we took the number down wrong. And then we have to play the cat and mouse game and try to get a hold of them to process that. Now, we are processing credit cards digitally when they are on the phone, and we run the credit card. If it's declined or if it's not accepted, we have them on the phone, and often they apologize and either use a different card or we get the right number. During this next drive, we will have phone room perhaps. I mean, not perhaps, but we will have a phone room. This goes back to the last request that we will be honoring. As I said, we will be providing the phone room open for Spanish language programming for Rodrigo. I'm going to honor his request and his commitment that he said. We will answer our phone calls. I have to agree with him. I don't think the service has enough Spanish speakers to take the phone calls necessary. Also, the phone room will also be available to make calls out. And if you all would like to participate and help me call major donors or to call folks that have let their commitment to KPFA lapse, to check up on them, follow up with them. Also, we have a whole list of folks that have made cancellation. I dedicate about an hour each day to calling these folks, attending to their needs and concerns. I certainly could use help in calling those. So during the fund drive, it would be a great deal of help if you all came and helped us make those phone calls.
Okay.
I guess that's it for comments.
Okay, so
I think Lawrence had a question.
Yeah, we're gonna go to
there's some questions that were asked earlier.
Yes, I understand. I'm chairing the meeting now because Paige had to leave. Since we just had a baby, and she if I can take over the chair. So the next section of the agenda is LSP Q&A with the interim general manager and the temporal head. We had a question before to Rodrigo and Kim, Fred, John Ramirez, so in that order. We'll come back to the body in a few minutes.
Okay, so thank you, Chair. I already have a question that he dangled. I'll ask you to rest, so we could.
Do I wait for all the questions to be asked, or can I answer them as they come in?
Yeah, why don't we try to ask and answer as we go? I think it would be clearer for everybody possible.
So go ahead, Martin, repeat your question.
Okay, I believe you. Did you make an order, Roberto?
I'm sorry?
Did you make another one of my two questions?
Yeah, I got one that you're asking what the difference in the central services is compared to where it was previously.
And we got to the flat line
because as I mentioned that we are now going to be paying a fixed rate as opposed to what 17.5% based upon how much we raised with listener support. So now it's at 15% and it's a predictable number, and I can't tell you how when we get hit with, we need to pay the national office $40,000 in 3 days, that's not the way to run a station or to manage money. So this fixed rate helps us better plan and budget, and so it's a manageable expense that we pay to the national office. And, if we raise more than what's projected, we keep that. We don't have to pay the central services on that as opposed to the way that we did prior.
Excuse me for a second, I'm going to interject because this came out of the discussion of the National Finance Committee, which I'm on as the treasurer. Previously, the national office, as was said, collected 17.5% of each station's listed support. This year, what we did was Raul Salvador, who's the CFO for Pacifica, came up with a budget for the national office, what needs to be spent. And then looked at different sources of revenue, which include the affiliates and the sidebands that the network owns, and said, okay, how much money is needed from the stations to balance the budget of the national office based on the needed expenses? And then we divided it up, prorated, and came up with a figure of 15% of the average listener support at each station over the last 4 years.
What happened to our 1% extra discount for housing the archives upstairs? We used to pay 1% less than the rest of the network for that, because we just paid for that. We give them free rent.
Right. That doesn't exist any longer. That's the short answer to that. There's a reduced support for the PRA on the same formula, and a reduced support for the national office, and the total sum is quite a bit less even than our 1% reduction.
Well,
so
we'll
answer the question in dollar amount.
If I recover that money and maybe ask them to pay some rent.
I'm trying to get them to hear the dollar
amount. In dollar amount, it's about $70,000 less than it would have been.
I'm sorry, Riz, I didn't get your second question.
I think the second question essentially answered it. This money budgeted for the elections.
$13,000 in 2014 and another $13,000 in 2015, making it $26,000 that you have budgeted there?
Let me go to that.
$26,000
for the whole year, but it's, you know, and if you look at line item 69, you can see how it's, you know, spread out. But the elections are, I suppose, up to you guys to conduct them.
Yeah, I think that we're talking about essentially that money for 2013 election, which was going by the National Board at that time. And so they still have not yet been held, or still in the process of trying to get some budgeted and direction from the National Plan Committee, basically, to re-budget for them in this fiscal year. The problem is that there's also a 2015 election. So that has to be addressed nationally to figure out how to handle that.
Mr. Chair?
Okay.
On the question of elections, it's clear that...
Hold your question. We'll come back to it. The body is objecting. So let's go back to the statute.
I'm on it. Can you call the person on the statute?
Okay. Well, you are get that. Kim Kaufman, Greg Flinder, and Steve Brooks.
Wait a minute. You have me in there.
Okay.
All right, I have Rodrigo, Kim, John Wenger, Fred Klender, Steve Brooks, Lamont Yankee, that's his name?
No, I'm not on the stand.
Nope. Okay, and then myself.
And Chris.
And then Chris Klender. So Rodrigo, go ahead.
One question and two.
I saw one question is I think if I remember well, but you remind me not then, I asked to have a report on the list, upgrading of the list of the members of the radio station, because there will be elections, so we have to make sure that the names are not created. It happened last year, you know, we have a lot of problems with all this. And then, noise is having things to the people, but people are not there anymore, not working with the real estate anymore.
As you may or may not know, Jessica Wood, unfortunately, is on an extended sick leave. So right now that process is on hold. She's supposed to be coming back October 2nd. Those are some of the things I started to ask her to do before her unexpected time to go on medical leave. But when she gets back, that's certainly on, you know, one of our priorities.
Okay, and then, there was a meeting that, commend you in the sense of, the programming that was done by Rayo Vimor, and Pacifica, and well, we didn't have to do our work. Now there is a we really want to start doing some forums, community forums to promote the radio. So we just want to ask you to, whenever we do them, we are trying to maybe six, but it can't be like, in terms of 6 months, like that. Yeah, it's going to, we're going to start like a forum, but we're going to take 6 months to do it. So, to promote those, it's going to be mainly for the communities that speak Spanish. So that's basically what we're going to be doing. But we're going to have a translation. So in the same manner, in the same instance, we say we are probably acquiring somebody's going to lend us, a system of translation system. So we already talked among us, the local station board, either. Maybe the chair or somebody can have one of those letterhead, so we can send them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for that. So yeah, we were open that. So and it's actually the lady who helped us to do the town hall, the translation, she said she's willing to make that,
Provide the equipment.
Okay.
Yeah, we're here to support you, and I commend you for doing, taking the effort to put these forums on. I feel it's necessary for KPMK to be in the community more than it has over the last few years in various communities, whether it's English or Spanish. It's one of the reasons why I committed to doing that remote broadcast. One of the goals I'm working for KPMK for 2015 is to do a tour of Los Angeles in various areas. I'm going to be reaching out to programmers about this, to be doing remote broadcasts from places we've never done remotes from, to address particular issues or to commemorate a historic spot within Los Angeles, or in our signal areas, I should say. But there'll be more to come in the coming months when I start having that discussion with you guys.
Ken, do you have time for a question?
All right. I have an issue with the premium prices, with the listener revenue, and with the fund drive days, and with the per day. This is a nexus of how it's all done. Now, this little chart you handed out on your report shows that last year had 94 days. Tara Goodman's report shows 105 days. So we need to get on a single page about, that's an 11-day difference. I'm going with Terry Guy's numbers.
This is actually what I got from Terry Guy on Friday.
Okay, well, you can find on his sheet that he gave to us. So either he's giving us different information than he's giving you, but we need to get that straight. He gave us the date of the fund drive from beginning to end, and those are the numbers. So we need to get that straight.
If I can qualify for respond to that.
I'm not finished.
Responding to that one point, the assumptions page is not correct.
Pardon me?
If you're talking about what's on the assumptions tab.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. So $200,000 for premium hasn't happened, I don't think, in this decade, okay? Last year, Bernard spent over $500,000, $6,000. He spent $200,000 on the first fund drive this year, okay? So how you're going to spend $200,000 on the whole year just is mystifying. I'm not buying it. Wait, this is very
much. I'm letting you know.
We need to look at the days for this year, get it straight on how many days there were, and how much per day, and the fulfillment rate as well is not 83. Now, first you're saying the phone room. Well, never mind on that. What are the fund drive days, and what is your expectation of the daily rate, and how will you do that without premium?
Okay, we're not eliminating premium.
No. $200,000 is basically cutting it in half, or a third of what has been spent.
May I respond?
Yes.
Okay. Going back to that fund drive, we use Gary Null products, which, from my understanding, were some of the most expensive premiums that we've ever used.
No.
We didn't even get, I think the percentage that we got out of, doing the Gary Null was very minuscule. I certainly won't be using Gary Null products in any of the upcoming fund drives. Also, moving forward, we're using the ratio of the 10% that the premium we're offering shouldn't be greater than 10% of the pledge that we're asking for. Part of the shift that I'm intending to do as we move forward with KPFK is that not completely eliminating premiums, but I highly want to encourage people to donate to the value of the station. Look how much we spent on premiums. That's a number of salaries right there. And I'm not saying that we can exist without premiums or giveaways or any kind of thank you gift. But I think we have to make more of an effort to appeal to people's hearts and present the value of the station. And I think that value, that value will become more apparent as we start creating more of an impact in the communities that we serve.
I just have a follow-up question.
Yes,
now,
go ahead.
I heard from the staff meeting that you were going to use those water filters in the October drive.
Yes.
Those were the most expensive premiums ever, and the shipping was out of this world.
Okay. What... the water filters for the dump coming drive?
That's what you told staff, that you were going to be using those water filters.
Okay.
Those were hugely expensive.
What she's referring to is going up to this, or leading into this drive, since the drought is on the forefront of every Californian's mind, and in conversation, plus the LADWP is conducting an advertising campaign, I had suggested that we should offer something to help people save water. So Christine Blondell went to put together a pack for this. And I think this is something that may work given the current circumstances that California finds itself in. And plus we could piggyback on the LADWP's effort to, or their PSA effort to help, bring awareness about the drought. So this is something that, we'd like to try out to see if it's effective or not. I think we'll appeal to what people's current needs are now, and, we'll roll with the punches on that one. If it's not effective, then it's not effective.
It only matters the cost to premium ratio, in my opinion. I
don't have the cost of that premium in front of me.
But that's the important thing for me. Okay.
But what it is, it's going to cost approximately, 10 times more than what we're paying for that product.
Good luck.
What?
Good luck. The other way around.
I'm sorry. The other way around.
The other way around, right. The return.
The return. Thank you.
You're saying you have a return of 90%?
John Langer?
No. What I'm saying is if the product costs $10, we're going to ask for a $100 pledge.
That means you have a return of 90%.
There you go.
We have 900.
900. 900.
That's the
point. 900%. You know, John Wager?
Not 900%.